okay, cosmology or PYL or whatever, you have the guy sitting there and having his conversation with the mother in this case, and realizing, getting it to him that, you know, it's like a theater play, because he was sitting there kind of repeating what she often does, dreaming up a little bit what in his mind, conversations to have with people, and hoping that he would be able to have those conversations, or maybe fearing in other cases we have to have, and then saying like this, that yes, it's like you step out on the stage then, and you perform this with that other person, as if you are in those characters, those puppets of those bodies there on a stage, actors playing different characters. But how you treat each other here on that stage, why is it so important, and what does it have to do with reality? Well, it is because this stage is so much looking like reality, isn't it? It's fooling us to think it's for real, and we are able to act out any character and role in that drama there. But the expressions and impressions that we do on each other are felt by each other, and even more so because it seems to be so real, although it's actually just an act on a stage of the material world here we call Earth. And that was, now I'm talking cosmos here, and that was the mystery, that the enigma that I had been dealing with for years, why at all we would create this or have this earthly dream, which, I mean, that seems to be so real, created for us. What's the use of that if we were already more satisfied living a more life in opulence and abundance or whatever in the heavenly kingdom, for instance? Why do we want to go here to this weird earthly platform, walking around in these obviously puppet-like, robot-like, animatronic bodies, and acting towards each other, being forced to act towards each other here? It is, now he's talking to himself in the book or whatever. It is, I realized, for the very same reason that a story that we hear spoken or written, read written or whatever, or see as a movie, affects us so much, because the better it is, the better it can create an illusion of reality, right? And pull us into it. And if it is a multiplayer game, now you can also use that as a metaphor here, or a Second Life, for those of you who know what that is, an online, basically social, old social media, basically, meeting place. That's what this world is. And the more realistic it is, that's why we also have this, we can see with our modern technology, with the VR and all of that, we're just helplessly attracted towards and tend to create a very perfect looking imaginary world that we can play around in. Why? Because we can test things. We can test being this one, the good one and the bad one. And then as we do, we also get to taste the consequences of that. I mention a friend of mine who used to be my guru. he came up with an idea in the 80s for an interactive game, which is really what computer games are now, called Karma Game, which is basically an adventure game, and what do you call it, open. Oh, there's a word for it. Game. What you do with that, and you get karma for your activities, and then you die in the game, and you enter again a next level up or down depending on what karma you have. I still think it's a very good game, so I'm discussing it with my sons, trying to make that. But that's really what the this physical burloka is. Bur means where you come into existence, where these forms are, yes, created, coming out there from the womb, poof, and yes, here I am. On the stage again, playing a new role this time. But what is then important, both when we make our online games and this game we are in now, is that it still affects our relations to each other. We feel the pain, we feel the happiness, we feel the pleasure, we feel the love, we feel the hate, especially those from each other. And that's why it's so strange to look at this internet today, this web social gatherings out there, where people are sometimes really nasty to each other for no reason at all, basically because they maybe are just frustrated in general. Let's take it out on the people out there, or, you know, or really, really nice to each other. Some people are just spreading love all over there. So, and that matters. Not only for the karma that we will get, which then, you know, of course, we will get back what we do to others, and therefore it's said you shouldn't do to others what you don't want them to do to you. Simple karma advice. But it really is about the fact that we learn again to return to what it's all about. To have a good time together with each other and to love each other. Isn't that the nicest thing? So you could call that game love too, but then, I don't know, karma sounds more intriguing. And then that love, you know, when we, when the game is over and we're standing there, then we, oh yeah, we stand there as a bunch of gamers looking at each other and say, hey, that was a good game. We finally love each other again, maybe even more than we did before playing the game. So it's a love game. Isn't that nice? So we could make that game. And that idea, I would say, comes from high above. I'm the supreme game maker. Okay, thank you. Hare Krishna.